Find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. The power of prayer and faith works. It will work if you've got faith backing the prayer that you pray. It will work. God is still in the business of healing and do miracles, signs, and wonders. So what I want you to do is get in your spirit that is never hopeless. No. It is never hopeless. And maybe we've been through some stuff in our past, and maybe we didn't know as much as we do now. Maybe we weren't in as much faith as we are now. Maybe, whatever the reason, I wouldn't dwell on the past. I'd look to the future. Yeah. But know this, that there's never a hopeless situation. I don't believe that for one second that it's ever hopeless. I truly, truly believe the God of the impossible comes through. He comes through. I've seen it in my life. I'm sure many of you have seen it in your lives. And so just know that He's still doing miracle signs and wonders. He's still doing what the world calls impossible. But it's possible to them that believe. Whatever the case, whatever the circumstance, put Christ on it. Yes. Get the anointed one and the anointing on it. Yes. We call upon the name of Jesus, but it's Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen? Yes. Not just the man, Jesus. Amen. And so God put this in my heart today to sort of continuing in the spiritual side. And I've entitled this tonight, The Word and the Spirit. Everyone say, The Word and the Spirit. Father God and His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit have different functions. They're all God, like we're all me, spirit, soul, and body. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are three separate entities. They have different things that they do, but they're one. And I've always used the water, H2O. It's like H2O. Water is liquid. It can be liquid form, and it can be ice form. And it can be steam form. Amen. But it's still H2O. All of that I just mentioned, ice, steam, and water, is all H2O. So I don't say, I'm going to have some, I'm going to get something that's not water today. Can I have some ice? It's water frozen. Yes. If you need steam to clean something, I'm going to get some steam. It's water boiled. Yeah. And if you want to drink something to cool you down, or swim in something, it's water. But it's all H2O. Amen. And so we see God in all of His forms. He's got different names. You know that He's got many different names. And each one of those names relates to something that He does. You see, when He called Himself Jehovah Jireh, what's He saying? He's your provider. Well, what does He provide? Whatever it is you need. What about Jehovah Nissi? He's your banner. He's your shield and your buckler. What about Jehovah Rapha? He's your healer. So the different titles doesn't make Him just a healer. Doesn't make Him just a provider. Doesn't make Him just your buckler, your shield, and your protector. He's I am. I am. Tell them I am sent you. I am everything There is nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. And that happens to be my father. And so this woman that got healed, when our prayer team prayed, and we got two teams, and boy, can they pray. When they prayed, I know, because I prayed as well, and other people were praying, and I'm sure other people from the church he goes to were praying, but I knew that we are praying in faith. I knew one thing, that we would be praying in faith. We would be saying to the mountain and believing what we say. Amen. Now, whenever you pray in faith, there's an excellent chance that it's going to take place. In fact, there's a 100% chance it'll take place when you're in total faith. And so I knew that we needed to call upon that side of God and get this job taken care of. Now, you've got to remember, God is absolutely merciful. I mean, he is so merciful that it defies my logic. God's mercy way overrides any kind of mercy we've got. I'm telling you, we think, well, I forgave them. God died forgiveness. He died forgiveness. I can't explain it any better than say that. You know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, we say, I forgave them, and then we feel a little bit cool because we forgave them. God's mercy, God's grace so extends and expands and is so far, he says, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. I mean, this is, it's just, I don't even know sometimes. Don't you want to sometimes just cry? Just start blubbing? I mean, because of this incredible, amazing Father, loving God we have. I mean, really, if you look at your own life, the amount of pride you've walked in and maybe still walking in, the amount of lying you've done and may still be doing, the amount of things you have and do that you shouldn't do or did. Come on. The amount of anger that still rises up within you and you want to kill people like I sometimes want to do. The amount, in fact, there's no amount of patience. I wish it was the amount of patience in you, but we're not even sure about that. All those things, every one of those things, the sin, the filth, the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, while we were yet sinners, he loved us. Wow. That's why God can say, love your enemies. Because he does what he says to do. I mean, God is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. Some people, because they stopped going to church for a year or 10 years or turned their back on God, think they can't be forgiven. I'm telling you, God is just awesome. And I don't know why I went there. Obviously, we need that. You know, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, the Word and the Spirit. Everyone say the Word and the Spirit. Now, the outpouring of fire on the day of Pentecost can often manifest itself in different ways. It could be miracle signs and wonders. It could be joy. We've seen people burst out in joy when the fire of God hits in the services. We don't look for physical manifestation of fire. Look for fruits in the people. Amen. You see, a fire can come into somebody and cleanse their heart from unforgiveness. Yes. Like that. And you won't see it with your eyes, but you'll see the results of it. Yes. You see, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit blows where he wants to. You can't see the Holy Spirit, but you can see the results of the Holy Spirit, where he's been and where he is. Because when the Holy Spirit's there, things change. You change. I change. And boy, for God to have changed me, you have no idea. I mean, all of us, we were steeped in pride. No one could tell you anything. You knew everything. I mean, think about it. You knew absolutely everything. Right? You think about it, and God loves us. He cares for us. He's there for us. He never will turn his back on you. The worst, most heinous crime-committing sinner on the planet can turn to God, drop to his knees and say, forgive me. If he has not committed the unpardonable sin of really defiling the Holy Spirit, He's back in.
True.
Amen. I used to think you got these murderers on death row. God killed four cops, two children, this and that. And now they praising God, worshiping God. And I'm looking and thinking, where's the justice in this? Wow. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Watch out. God don't say, he said, you judge you, boy. Don't judge no one else. You judge yourself. Anyway. So the fire of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost can manifest itself in joy. And if we're not careful, though, we'll start looking at the outward rather than the inward, and we'll say, well, God hasn't moved. How many of you are born again? Well, guess what? God moved. The fire of God came in you when you got born again. The presence of the Holy Spirit was right there, or else you couldn't have got saved. You got to be born, John 3:5, by water and Spirit. Amen. The new birth is a spiritual birth. So without the Holy Spirit, you are not born again. Come on. That's why in the old covenant, they couldn't get born again until Jesus came. And until the Holy Spirit came, now people can get born again.
True.
Amen. So we tend to look for outward appearances, things we can see, things we can relate to, things we can touch, feel, and we go with our five senses. And if we don't see something in our five senses, we don't see God's done anything. But God is doing something on the inside. It doesn't have to be on the outside. Now, with this woman, we can see the results.
Yes.
No brain damage, already in, you know, getting restored in her body, walking. I mean, walking around.
Amen.
And they gave her no chance. The doctors said she's not going to make the night. The doctors, the specialists, they all said she's not going to get through the night. So there you can see the result of the move of the Spirit. You don't see the Holy Spirit, but you see the result that the Holy Spirit's been there.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So don't be looking at people thinking, well, God's not touching you. You don't know what's going on inside people. None of us, not one of us knows what's going on inside anybody.
Amen.
Only God.
Amen.
Only God. So don't ever become a judge. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And let me tell you something. God is changing His church. We better get this very clear in our minds. We, the church, us bodies in here, are the church, not the building, right? We, His church, it's His church. He's touching His church, and He's changing His church from the inside out.
Amen.
He is changing His church from the inside out.
Amen.
And we're looking for manifestation from the outside in. No, it's happening from the inside. God is doing stuff with His church in the world today, inside the people.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, He needs to, and He knows He needs to. I mean, He's God, right? Because when you look at the world and where we're at right now, sweet Lord, the church needs to now take its rightful place. We need to now stand on our watch, and we need to be on our watchtower. We need to be at the gates of the city. We need to be saying what's allowed in, what's allowed to stay, and what's allowed out.
Amen.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm thrilled to be teaching on supernatural business success. For your circumstances to change, you have to change. For your business to get better, you have to get better. That's why I say the soul is more important than the goal. Not only that, but the soul is actually the key to the goal. Come and join us for an exciting time that will supercharge your business and career forever.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and I would like to personally invite you to come to these two amazing events that we're hosting at our church in Port St. Lucie in the Tradition Town Hall. If you have an income, however it comes, by salary, if you get it through a social security, if you're getting it through a business that you own, however you get finances in, you need to come and hear the revelation that God has given to this amazing man, Peter Lowe, and get set free in your finances so you can do all that God has called you to do without the hindrance of no funds. Join us, those two services. It'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning, 6 p.m. that evening, this coming Sunday. See you there.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays